When I first started this business 12 years ago on a couch, I was enamored with this thing called Fat Camp, P-H-A-T Camp. And I just, like, this lady had the best fitness camps and everything, and I just admired her, and I wanted to be fit and fat because this was when I was exercising and all the things. I originally wanted to be a personal trainer. Like, I wanted to work in a gym. I wanted to teach women how to get strong because, for me, I had lost weight, and I had, and the reason why strength is on this one, this is the very first tattoo I got, is because I wanted to teach women how to be strong mentally and physically. And I just thought the only way that I would ever be able to do that and to work with women was I got to go get me a gym job, and I'm going to have to, like, I became an ACE certified trainer, and I'm going to write out, like, you know, exercise plans and stuff. Well, I was too nervous about going to a gym and getting a job because I had always been overweight. And I didn't think anybody would want to work with me. I was like, I got all the loose skin, all the things. So I was surfing, and the only game in town that you could talk weight loss was Weight Watchers on their message boards. And so I started doing Ask the Trainer every single day, and I would respond to people. And that's how I ended up starting a free blog. And on that blog, I would take my responses and put them there so I could link people and help people faster. I'm always about how can we get this done faster. Well, when I decided that, I told Chris, I said, there's this weird thing that happens online. This is how long ago it was. Do you know that people will, like, work with you online? Like, they'll send you money in PayPal, and you can talk to them in email, and you get to be their online trainer. He's like, what? I'm like, yes. So we started an LLC, and I had to come up with a name. And because I loved Jen Hendershot, it was Fit in Fat. That's how it started. I used to give out workouts, and I would email everybody and all the things. And then a few years after we had decided, like, I was doing one-on-ones, and then we would have these little groups. When we decided to have a Facebook group, we needed a name. We called ourselves the PNP Tribe, and we came up with the tree. And that's kind of how it all morphed and started. So it will always be a very important part of everything that we do. But when I decided, like, a couple years after PNP, I needed a course, and I wanted a name that really, like, when I decided I was going to help women no longer just exercise and, you know, to lose weight and do some of the mental work, when it was going to go all in on your brain, all in on, like, easy eating, how I lost weight, all the things, I built a course around it. And that was the No BS Weight Loss Course. And it's been around now for over 3 or 4 years now, I believe. I think we may be going into our fourth year with it. And I want it to be called No BS because that's how I lost weight. I cut the bullshit out. And one of our members, she's like, oh my God, it should be called No BS. And I was like, that's perfect. And that we've just become more No BS. Everything that I teach is the mental weight loss. It's not the fit and fat anymore. And it's not that part. And we are still No BS women. We are a family and stuff. But I just made the decision this last year that, you know, I want to make sure that people really know what, when you say No BS weight loss, it's crystal clear what you're getting into. We're going to work on no bullshit tricks and tactics. I obviously cuss because there's a cuss word in the damn title. Like, I just needed something that really explained who we've become. And so for all of you that have been around for a long time, you will always be part of PNP Tribe. Always. But people didn't understand what that was. And I can't tell you how many women in this world probably did not join or did not start their weight loss journey because they just couldn't understand what PNP Tribe meant. And I don't want to stand in the way of someone's weight loss dreams over a name. And that's when I decided, like, we're going full force with No BS. It is my flagship course. It's what I believe in. It's who I am. It is way more reflective of what I believe in and my mission. PNP Tribe was more, you know, that's just my history. And I think it's a great part of it. And I will always be proud of it. And I will always have my tattoo. And so anyway, I just don't want you guys to think that like we've just shit all over PNP tribe and we're just gone. It's always a part of us. It's just, we're just not going to have it in the materials anymore.